This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Not sure where you're at, in the U.S. or around the world somewhere. We are proud. We have over 100 countries listening to the show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo, and this is the show that loves to interview baseball's best coaching minds who love the challenge of status quo. Folks, we are thrilled that you're with us. Now, remember, we always ask one thing. You all know about YouTube. Do me a favor. It's all we ask. The shows are free. Go to YouTube. Click on that big red button that says subscribe, right? Boom. That's all you got to do. Once you click it, you subscribe to the shows. If you like the shows, do us a favor and share them. That's it. The rest, listen, learn, and give us all the feedback that you want. Email me at caliendo19@gmail.com. If you don't like the show, if you like it, if you want new guests, if you want different guests, what kind of topics, let's talk about that. I'm always willing to listen. Love you. In the U.S. and around the world, if it wasn't for you, this show would never go anywhere. And we've got a great show for you today. Let me tell you, you've always heard us talk about how important coaches' education is. It is the foundation of the sport, period. Anywhere in the world, in the U.S. or around the world, you want to grow the sport, coaches' education is the key. We harp on it all the time, making sure you got great coaches, especially at the grassroots level. Well, we have the best organization in the world. Actually, we're going to talk about two of them, but we've got our guest, the ABCA, the American Baseball Coach Association. I'm a proud member of 38 years. I also received very graciously and honored to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award. I hope I didn't get that wrong. Boy, I'm going to really be in trouble. But remember, as you get older, you tend to forget things. So, folks, this is a great organization. We're going to talk to them. Let me introduce our two great friends. First of all, I got to go by seniority. Our good friend, Juan Clark, he is the Assistant Executive Director of Trade Shows. Juan's been there so long. I've been there 38 years. I think he's been there longer. But Juan, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Pete. Good to be with you.
All right, good to see you. And I know earlier you said you had my picture on the wall, but I think you took it down just for the show.
I'm sorry. I had to do a little redecorating. Took it down right before this. But normally it's a...
Hey, listen, also with us, Mike Odom. Mike is the Assistant Executive Director of Corporate Sponsorships, just joined the ABCA staff, both in North Carolina. By the way, a beautiful, beautiful state. I was there about maybe 4 weeks ago, just looking around. I love that area. I want to welcome Mike Odom to the show. What's up, Michael?
Thank you for having me, Pete. And thank you for your 38 years of being a member of the ABCA. We appreciate it. And thanks for having Juan and I on today.
Well, you know, I had to throw that out there. I mean, I got to give myself a little credit,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And not only 38 members, but I've been around guys that are 50, 54, you know, I mean, incredible, even longer. But thank God that I've been able to attend the convention exactly those same many years, you know, because that takes, you know, obviously you've got to be healthy. You've got to have some money. There's a lot of things that have to happen for you to attend those shows. So, hey folks, we're going to talk about a couple things. And the first thing is I just did a Facebook page 20 minutes ago and I told you why you should join the ABCA. And you're going to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, the organization. This is an international organization with the best coaching convention in the world, but it's not just about the coaching convention. It's also about everything else they offer to all the coaches. There is no better value anywhere in the world. I'll challenge anybody to show me better value when it comes to coaching. So, Michael, let's start with you. Probably the best way to do it, let's just start with, you know, what's new with the ABCA?
Well, we're certainly evolving every year. And I would say what's new with the ABCA, you know, this year our memberships include over 400 new videos that have been kind of behind a paid wall. So with your membership this year, which is $75, which is a tremendous value. All of the videos from all of the past conventions, all of our clinics are all posted on the ABCA member page. You join, you get your login, you go in and can, if you need to watch a coaching video on pitching, hitting, catching, whatever it may be, you'll find it. You'll find all the keynote speakers from all the past conventions. So that's one element. You know, just like everyone else during the coronavirus time when everyone was home during quarantine, and some may still be, Jim Richardson on our staff put together what we called the ABC at Home, where we did a webinar every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Those videos are posted. We did that April, May, and June with topics such as leadership, again, the hitting, pitch development, an incredible one on diversity in baseball, which was fantastic. We could have talked for hours and hours and hours on that one. And, you know, I've encouraged a lot of people to go back and watch that one. That one was great. But so we did that in the spring. We've got some more webinars coming up with a couple of our corporate partners, Texas Baseball Ranch and Blast Motion. Our members will see, and folks that follow us on social media will see some sign up opportunities for those. You know, for those that aren't members, we send out a magazine 6 times a year that has some great articles written by coaches, written by folks. Yeah, there you go.
Got them right here.
Got them all right there. Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, it's not just all about the convention. It's about year-round opportunities and development. We've got our Barnstormers that Ryan Brownlee on our staff is planning and working on right now in the social distancing world that we are in. He's working on some dates, and you know, if you follow us on any of the social media outlets or our website, we'll have more and more of those coming up. He's done some videos. He's going to Belmont University here in a couple weeks, and we're hoping to have a handful of folks there for that. He's looking at some dates in Texas, and again, we're going to follow all the right social distancing rules and guidelines, but we're moving, and of course the convention. We're getting ready for our virtual convention that will be, you know, the same dates, January 7th through the 10th, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a little bit.
Yeah, Mike. Michael, matter of fact, before we get into that, Juan, my apologies. You know, I didn't start with the senior guy. What's wrong with me? You know, my director wasn't telling me. I got no ear. Nobody speaking to me in my ear, saying Juan's the senior guy. Talk to him first. Listen, but I will throw two things at you. One, when we're talking about the convention, you know, and all these resources, we're talking about there's travel team coaches talking, high school, college, professional. I mean, the convention's grown big time. We're going to get into the actual convention, but the speakers have grown big time because we spread out a lot of different things, and you're hearing different ideas from different coaches, but also at different levels, which I think is great, Juan. And then the second thing, I'm going to throw two things at you, is business as usual. Has it been business as usual once the coronavirus hit? Because I really should have started with that.
Well, thanks. Mike did a great job with explaining all those different aspects, those different elements that we're into right now. But just to, you know, there's some other things as well. You know, with the coronavirus, it pretty much hurt our Barnstormers events. Of course, that's a grassroots approach, just to going out in people's, you know, own communities and talk baseball, just chop it up with some different guys. And when you mention, you know, hey, we have coaches from the collegiate level, the high school level. Now, when you start talking about the collegiate level, there's a lot of different divisions. There's a lot of great coaches from those different levels as well. So there's some great D2 guys, some great JUCO guys, and can't forget about the NAIA, fantastic guys in the NAIA as well. You know, not to mention D1, definitely fantastic baseball minds at the D1 level. But that's kind of what we've always offered, and we've kind of stretched ourselves to get into high school and also the travel and youth. So we have something for everybody, no matter what level you're at. And, you know, it's not so much that we throw out just a D1 guy and then hopefully you can dumb it down for your program. No, that's not the point. The point is to learn what the best are teaching. And if you can implement that into your program, then absolutely, please do so. So those are, you know, we continue to stay on point with that. And what this virus has pretty much shown us is that it kind of, you know, reinvigorate our passion for the game. And, you know, if we didn't know, you know, how much we love this game, once it's taken away, it's kind of like, whoa, I got to go right back to it. Because, you know, I found myself watching old ball games from World Series, you know, 80, 84, some of the old Boston, you know, even though I'm a big time Tigers fan, watched a little bit of what Boston had to do to get over the hump, and, you know, some of those old World Series as well. So it kind of just, you know, made you realize you're still passionate about this game. You still love the game. You still want to be a part of it, and you'd watch it if no one is playing. So definitely college baseball has taken a tremendous hit with this, but the passion is still there. So we're going to continue to educate, continue to, you know, move on with this. But, you know, being here at the ABCA for, you know, you said forever, I do have just one thing. I do have our founding fathers right behind me on the wall. And I think, Pete, you are.
Yeah.
It looks like your head that's kind of like in there, but I'm not.
Maybe I'm sneaking behind the picture. Yeah, I might be sneaking, put my head up. You know, they just don't know I'm doing that.
But, again, yeah, thanks for all your support, continued support over the years. And we've had, you know, fantastic coaches that have done just a great job with, you know, the foundation, you know, the guy, the Ron Maestries, the Dave Kylitz, the Dutch Farring and Charlie Greens of the world. That's really made this association great. So, you know, that a boy to you and the rest of the gang.
You know, what's been cool is I know Juan and I have an advantage is on this, Mike. We've obviously seen the evolution of it, you know, mm-hmm. prior to Dave Kylitz, but then Dave Kylitz and Craig now. Just the way things, you know, it's kind of like, well, I call the show Baseball Outside the Box, and, you know, innovative people, and that's what we have there at the ABCA. We have innovative people always thinking outside the box. How can we can make it better? Folks, the value, are you kidding me? I you know, I'm trying to price this thing at least over $1,000. I mean, when you're talking, and I'm not trying to sound like an infomercial, but think about it, $75 and you're getting over $1,000 in value for your membership. I mean, incredible. And ISG, so you know, folks, ISG Baseball, Tom O'Connell, president, also board member with the ABCA. We've got several, Bill RC, you know, rest in peace, the guy who started ISG was also a board member with the ABCA. We've got, obviously, all our guys are members. We're promoting this thing internationally because we want every country to be involved in what we're about to talk about next. And that is, Mike, this is your area that I want to talk about to start with. And that's because one thing that the coronavirus has done, and that is a lot of coaches have been online, Zoom, doing virtual things, sharing things, videos, you know, with their players, doing all kinds of stuff. So they're getting used to this. And now you guys had a difficult decision, but the right decision, and that was to go virtual with the convention. And some people might think virtual, well, that's not going to be the same. That's no fun. You know, we're not interacting. We know that's not true, and we're going to talk about that. Talk about, first of all, the difficult decision, how you guys made that decision, and then we'll get into the actual event.
Sure. So, you know, it certainly was not a decision that we made 2 weeks ago on Monday. You know, it was something that that took a long time and a lot of various factors. But I think at the end of the day, there were a couple big pieces, and one of the biggest pieces, and this is just a perspective and a story on kind of how this virus would impact what the convention would be. You know, usually there's 6,000 people in that main convention hall, and because of social distancing rules and just where things are right now, we'd only be able to have 750. So,
wow,
that's quite a hit from a trade show perspective. You know, we were looking at maybe 100 opportunity for 100 exhibitors, and we had over 350 last year, and so it just those pieces plus, you know, who knows what the next twist and turn will be with this thing. And so, we made the decision. First of all, August 17th was our early bird our sign up for our members. We bumped that to September 1st, and we just didn't want to keep bumping, you know, every couple of weeks. We wanted to make, let's get these signups rolling and let's get going and get people excited. And, you know, so we chose a platform, those couple weeks there in August, last couple weeks there in August, and even before then, we were looking at various platforms that would be the right platform for us and for our coaches to host the convention, the virtual convention. So all kind of the back-end logistics behind it, right? So we chose a company called Pathable that has done some other shows, and we're starting to work very closely with them. But you know, a big piece to it is whenever we do something, whether it's the ABC at Home, the magazine, the Barnstormers, and most of all the convention, we want it to be done first class, no pun intended, but knock it out of the park every time, right? And so based on the, again, no pun intended, curveball we've been thrown this year, we want to do the best job we can for our members. And so we felt like this was the right thing to do and to make the call now and build this platform, build the excitement about what it's going to be. I mean, the opportunities is there for more people to participate this year in this year's show than ever before. We're talking to folks internationally. We're talking to folks that have said, hey, my budget's been cut and I wouldn't have been able to go anyway because of travel costs. And so for $90 to come to the convention, all of the videos we've got, we're going to have a virtual trade show with a bunch of the companies that you know, you would have been able to interact with in person. All of that is going to be the same. And so we're excited to have hopefully more people not only exposed to the ABCA, but to participate and join us again in a time where they may not have been able to join us due to all the circumstances.
Absolutely. Juan, I want to go back to one thing I mentioned, and that is, you know, internationally, especially because that's something, you know, we at ISG want to promote around the world, you know, the convention, the virtual convention, and there's different levels. And this is the part I really want to discuss. The different levels are important because European baseball, whether it be Latin America, you know, you're going to have coaches that are just starting. You're going to have coaches that have been, you know, average, let's call it, or in the middle, and then more experienced national team coaches. What's great about the convention and the association that it does hit all levels, and they can pick and choose sometimes what to listen to. But we also know you can learn from everybody, but then it gets detailed also a little bit. Like an example would be the youth clinics, you know, can be more for sometimes the coaches just starting off internationally.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer something for every coach in that respect. So the youth coaches are definitely geared toward those newer coaches. I mean, we have something for everybody. And we also have rookie coaches meetings. And we don't plan for any of that stuff to drop off. We, you know, actually our numbers are pretty much, you know, just like the rest of the numbers on years past. So we have, you know, we have some loyal followers. So, you know, that's a testament to, you know, guys like yourself that plan on attending year after year. And this year is no different, you know. So, you know, we have 13,000 members. And last year was a fantastic year as far as the members go, but it also was a fantastic year as far as the convention goes as well. And we pretty much expect those same type of numbers because of what Mike had mentioned. A lot of those coaches, they plan on still attending. And this time you're going to get a front row seat. You know, you'll be as close to the speakers as you want to be. So we do plan on, you know, a coach or coaching staff to get in front of the computer at this time and watch the coaching clinics, maybe hook it up to a flat screen or something and, you know, really kind of do it big in those terms. So we feel like, you will miss a little bit of that live action, that feel. Definitely, it's not going to be the same, but nothing this year has been the same. So we're kind of in that mode. But I don't think there's too much of a drop off with respect to the number of guys, the quality of the speakers. Number one, we've got some great speakers, great speaker lineup, and then the content's going to be fantastic, as you know, we're just used to providing. And not to sound arrogant or anything, but we love to put a quality product out there, and you know, coaches will jump on you if you don't. So we get used to doing that year after year, and so you know, we know that we can't you know, have a down year just because it's a virtual event. It's going to be quality no matter what.
And that's what's amazing is every year, you know, whoever's in charge of picking the speakers, you know, they've got an incredible job because it just keeps getting better and better. And that just goes to show how many good baseball people there are, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And folks, don't worry about it. If you're somewhere around the world, the time zones will work for you. They're working on that. It's not going to be a problem. You're going to be able to see the convention live. But Juan, one more thing about that. You talked about, you know, what I love is, you know, you guys have that mentorship program. You have special coaches who hold special sessions on hitting, base running, fielding, you know, in the evenings. Are those going to continue? And two, also, you know, when a speaker's done talking, you have the breakout room. Will that continue with question and answers, or is that tough to do virtually?
Absolutely. On both of those questions, the answer is yes.
Awesome.
So on the breakout sessions, you know, like the hot stoves, I think you're thinking about, mm-hmm. hot stove hitting and pitching and fielding, all that stuff will happen exactly the way it always has happened.
Great.
Organically. We're hope to, you know, get somewhat of a Zoom feel to it, to where a coach can go ahead and speak about whatever, you know, infield if you'd like. And then another coach will have his opportunity to talk or either ask questions about, you know, best practices on that issue. And then once we have the clinic speaker go, you know, once he's finished, there will be a time for question and answer, and that's live question and answer. So if, you know, for instance, you know, Pete, you have a lot of baseball knowledge. I want to pick your brain a little bit. I go ahead and just kind of type in, you know, my question. It's fielded. Those questions we have staff people here to grab those questions and put it in front of that coach who presented, and he'll, you know, right then and there, let you know his answer, you know, providing you get through. But yeah, we don't expect any sort of drop off in that respect.
And that's awesome because, you know, coaches love when they can get their questions asked, you know, and then there's a follow up. There's a lot behind that. Mike, also, you know, the other thing is we forget the exhibitors are going to talk about their products because, you know, we could walk around and talk to the exhibitors, but that also takes time. Now they're actually going to be able to tell you how some of their products work. And there's some speaks on stage, I believe, like there is during the exhibit time. Explain that.
That's right. Well, I think you're referring to our Expo Theater piece that we do during the trade show hours. And so we're going to continue to have those. We've got a handful of open spots for those that where, you know, companies can log on and present about their new product or their existing product or you know, bring in some special guests to showcase that. So we'll have the Expo Theater again this year, as well as the virtual trade show. And so you'll be able to go in, log in, and go to visit some of your favorite baseball companies that you like to visit every year. Interact with them, and we've got various levels for the companies, and you know, there will be videos and Zoom opportunities, and companies that will have the opportunity to kind of host a big Zoom call within their exhibit booth and do breakout one-on-one conversations. So really the sky's the limit, and you know, we invite and encourage our coaches to go and participate in that trade show. Certainly it's you know, the chance to purchase new goods, new gloves and balls and all kinds of stuff that'll be featured. But we'll have some special pages too, where, you know, you'll be able to see, all right, what's new out there? What companies have new products out there? And you'll be able to go to another page and see, all right, who's running a deal? And what are the specials this week? So and then go into those booths and talk to those particular vendors. So we're looking forward to having a great group again. And the interaction will be, you know, should be just like if you were at the show, certainly not in person, but, you know, you've got somewhere you go and you want to talk to people and put your name in the fishbowl. And then you've got some where you just want to casually come by and check out, and it'll be the same way.
Man, this reminds me, I don't know, maybe you guys are too young, but it reminds me of the show on television, not the Flintstones, I'm drawing a blank, but you know, when they're flying the spaceships and they got
the Jetsons.
On. The Jetsons, there you go. Yeah. I mean, this is the future of baseball. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be great. And folks, if you're wondering, you know, we probably didn't mention and you're going, well, you know, I love all this stuff, but how do I participate? You go to abca.org. And when you guys take that over, how do you join pretty much? You get, go to the website and do what?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to ABCA website, become a member, go through the process. If you filled anything out before in this new virtual world, it's simple as can be. Only $75, and of course, with that $75, you have access to unlimited amount of baseball knowledge with all the videos that are out there. We talked about it, and then also. You know, we hadn't mentioned too much about it, but it, you know, general liability, member benefit, you have access to unbelievable amounts of, you know, deals such as hotel deals. If you still attend a hotel, if you still want to go to hotels.
Juan, explain the liability a little bit, just what that is for some of the audience.
So it's basically general liability for you. We know we have a lot of assistant coaches that do private lessons, that sort of thing. So if, in fact, someone files suit against you, you have $1 million worth of defense coverage.
That's awesome.
That's basically what that is. And then, you know, not to mention you have access to now, you know, job postings and that sort of thing. So if you're ever wondering about, you know, maybe you can do more or better or get into another part of baseball or part of the country, you're able to have access to those job postings as well. So for $75, and that's like 60 euro dollars. And I don't know how many pesos that is, but
a lot. No, it's not. And then you got your Japanese yen, which is about equivalent. So the price is really, really good. And you guys are working on some packages also possibly they might be offering out there.
Yeah. For the international world, definitely if, you know, we've always, you know, really been a national organization with a lot of international appeal. I mean, we've had 250 international members year in, year out, and those aren't always, this is some guys come and go, but there has always been like an international interest. But, you know, this year's a little bit different because that cost isn't a barrier so much to come to the convention, be a part of the action. So now, of course, we're letting those guys know, hey, you know, be a part of this year. And if you do like it, we'd love to have you again. We're just a resource for those out there.
And we've got to increase those international numbers for our friends around the world. You know, this is the best program you can join, not, you know, very inexpensive. And, you know, this is it's like a group of friends that get together for baseball. There is no egos. When you go to this convention or you're on virtual, you know, you could talk to a player development guy with the Dodgers, or you can talk to a GM, a high school coach, college coach, you know, and they're going to talk to you just like they're talking to their friends, because baseball's a great sport and they love sharing stuff. That's the difference about baseball. I think in a lot of other sports, they love sharing. And I want to mention this. I do have to mention, because I think to our international friends, this is important. The ABCA has been a sponsor of ISG baseball. I know some of you may not know it, but because of them, we've been able to also go around the world and educate coaches. So now you have a good idea what they're all about. Mike, the other thing is daily, you know, this starts on a Thursday. There's meetings. Are those virtual meetings going to take place? Because I think that's important. And then kind of a little bit of the schedule.
Yeah, well, we will do that 7th through the 10th, and that you know, those meetings will take place that first day, and then we'll have some trade show hours. I believe we're going to go one. Correct me. We're going to go 1 to 6 each day. You know, so our friends on the West Coast and around the world can kind of tune in without it adjusting their schedule too much. So, and then of course, if you want to talk to any of our vendors, virtual booth folks, you can make appointments and do it outside of those hours. But that'll be the main time frame each day with the various speakers. Juan, anything else to kind of add in on the schedule?
Yeah, so the schedule will run as close to normal as possible. And we're kind of forming up some of those times as well. But yeah, on the end of the schedule with the trade show, I can foresee, you know, guys coming in after the trade show hours. If you still want to, you know, move around, check out deals after the trade show hours, you can do so. Everybody will technically get back with you. The salesperson's not there. We do plan on having salespeople there doing that trade show hours. But yeah, if you want that deal, and just to talk a little bit about some of the deals, not to get in front of, you know, get in front of you, Pete, but there's going, you know, if you ever wanted any sort of deals on anything baseball during this time, this is your opportunity. I'm talking about, you're not, you know, most of the companies will offer an incentive to come to their booth. And that means, I'm not trying to say it's going to be 99% off, but what I am saying is that they will offer you great deals to be a part of what we're doing, because obviously this hasn't been done on this scale. But we're definitely, we're going for, you know, the best show that we possibly could have. And we're just used to having that best show. And we're going to continue to have the best show, without a doubt. So
absolutely.
If you ever thought you needed something, if you ever felt like, yeah, hey, I need an L screen and I don't know where to get it, I need the best deal. Hey, wait to the ABCA show, get the deal that you're going to, you know, you're going to snicker at this deal. You're going to be tickled. You're going to laugh yourself silly because of those deals that you got over your crosstown rival. Guarantee it. And I hate to sound salesy, but that's what we're offering.
No, and that's awesome. And, you know, people just have to do their homework. Go to abc.org, check it all out. I mean, it's, you're probably thinking this is unreal. There's no way somebody can offer this. Yes, there is a way. Remember, the ABCA is about educating coaches. You know, of course they have to make money to pay staff, but that's, you know, they're going to do that. The main thing is educating coaches in the U.S. and around the world. Speaking about educating coaches, and I'm not going to keep you much longer, guys, because I know you got work to do. But you know, I listen to Ryan Brownlee on the podcast. That's free. That's outstanding. I listen to, and you mentioned it already, J.R. Richardson, who's a good friend, does a great job also on the shows that, you know, the virtual shows, the Zoom shows that are hosted. So we're talking about all this education, Mike. I mean, is there anything else? I mean, have we missed anything else? Are we giving away anything else free?
You know, we talked about the magazine a little bit too, 6 times a year. We've got one coming out, should hit mailboxes in the next week or so. That'll be a big issue. You know, we've got the ABC, we didn't hit this, the ABCA mobile app, which we had a lot of downloads to this past year before the convention. It's got the forum section. So it's a place where, you know, any one of us could go and ask a question and get feedback from other coaches. And it's just a place, like you mentioned, we're all one big family, right? And we're all trying to do the same thing, which is to further the game of baseball and help young people become successful. And so the forums is, you know, an opportunity to go in and talk baseball with people and see if you can get some help if you've got a problem or a question you need answered to. So that's a really good one-stop shop for if you're traveling and you want to stay plugged into the ABCA, the mobile app is a great way to do that too.
Hey, Juan, here's what I love. This is my favorite. And whether you go to the convention, you know, or now that it's virtual, the best part, you can't listen to everybody. because you're going to have youth coaches talking. You're going to have, you know, other different stages going on, but you're not going to miss anybody because you're going to be able to see this no matter what later on, if you obviously join, not only as a member, but join the convention, correct?
You're absolutely correct. So once you're in it, you attend the, you're a member, you'll get those videos, you attend the virtual convention. After the fact, after that convention's all over, we're going to send you those videos. So, you know, there's a chance you can implement something out of the, you know, all the great speakers.
And you say send, you mean through virtually, I mean online.
Yeah, you're able to log on and get right. That in your profile. You know, if I'm a hitting guy and I miss a certain hitting guy, I wanted to check out. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't miss him. I actually can, you know, have to wait just a little while to get that access to that video. So you really don't miss much. But I tell you what, I'd rather see it live and then implement it into our program, you know, right away, rather than some other guy get this great nugget of information and he's implementing it and you have to wait to get that. So
absolutely. And coaches, don't forget, the other thing is, I know you all know this, you know, as you're listening live and you've listened to everybody, you're taking notes, but you know, you got to go back and listen again because there's other things you're going to miss while you're listening. So that's what's great about going back and doing that. Hey guys, Mike, here's the big thing. Now, every time I listen to a podcast, there's a guest on and they always ask that guest, you know, well, what do you think about the ABCA? Why do you love the ABCA? So I'm going to flip that. I'm going to flip it to you guys and you could add anything, you know, anything we missed also, but if I flip it to you, Mike, and I know you just started with the ABC not too long ago, but what do you love about the ABC convention the most, especially now that it's virtual?
Well, I think it's you know, we're not going to let what's going on stand in our way to do what our mission is, you know, to educate coaches, to provide professional development, to provide all these specials with the virtual trade show. We're going to make it great. And it's something that I'm excited about. You know, I know Juan's excited about. I think, you know, Craig, I've known Craig. So I've only been here since at the ABCA since February, but I've known Craig since 2006. He's a friend, mentor, and an incredible leader. And so it's just fun to be in this environment and to be on this team, putting this convention together, not just the convention, but all of the daily activities. I mean, you mentioned Ryan Brownlee with the podcast. You know, we've got Zach and Sarah and Matt and John Litchfield, everybody kind of working really hard to make this a great event for our coaches, but not just this one event. You know, they're working on the Barnstormers event, the Texas Baseball Ranch webinar next week and all of these things. So we got a lot going on and we've got a fun team here in Greensboro and we look forward to showcasing our hard work to everybody here in January.
Juan?
Yeah. You know, I don't know where do I start. I've been here. I have my membership card and I've been here for almost 19 years. And
well, you had hair when it started, right?
Yeah, I did have hair when it started. Yeah, I sure did. it's interesting that the mission's been the same from the beginning. It's to provide educational opportunities, you know, opportunities to network, opportunities to just be together and share information, opportunities, leadership opportunities, you know, and past years, the last couple of years, it's been about creating culture. You know, the right culture. You can have a fantastic programs, but if you don't have that leadership culture component, it's not going to be where it needs to be.
Yeah, each convention, sorry, Juan, has a theme, right?
Yeah. Well, for the most part, yeah. You can, you know, it's your own takeaway, of course, but last couple, we've been really hammering on culture and leadership. You know, definitely we're always about the mechanics of things and also right down to skill development and player progression. All those sorts of things are very important to us, but it's about creating, you know, great coaches, educating more coaches and, you know, lifting that level of that game up. We feel like if we do that, the level of play, the game that we love is just going to, you know, others are going to gravitate toward it, you know. So the mission's pretty much been the same, is to education's at the front of things.
Love it. And, you know, the other thing I love, too, I love getting the magazine, but I also love getting the newsletter by email. I think there's a lot of information there. The job postings, that's always good. I might be looking. It looks like I might be looking for a job, so I'm going to look for that posting every day or every week that it's sent out. And something that you guys did this year I thought was awesome was the diversity talk that you had, because we need more diversity in the game. There's no doubt about it. And that's a whole show in itself, but I thought that was fantastic that you did that. All right, here's how we're going to end it. You guys get to work. It's different than probably some shows, but you're both baseball fans. And as we end it, even with your answer, you can add anything else about the ABCA you want that we missed. But I already picked the World Series teams, the two teams a week ago on my show. Two teams, and I'll give you a second to think about it. The two teams that are going to be in the World Series in this unconventional season, and who's going to be the winner? You want to give it a shot, or you just want to wait and email me?
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to be biased. I've got my Dale Murphy bobblehead right here.
There you go. And guys, I put them on the spot, so you know they didn't know this was coming.
I've watched the Braves a bunch this year. Freddie Freeman's having a tremendous year.
Unbelievable.
It's good to have Ozzie and Acuna back and playing well. We'll see if their pitching can get them through. But that's who I'm rooting for. Will they win it? I don't know. But that's I started watching the Braves when they were on TBS back in the 80s, and have loved them ever since.
Awesome. Juan, what do you think? Wow. I know you're a Detroit fan, so unfortunately you can't root for them. I mean, they did pretty good this year, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
You know what? I can root for them, but I know they're not going to make it. So I'm going to continue to root silently, but I do believe that the Yankees are going to come out of that, you know, American League. And then I can't go against the Dodgers. And
boy, take the easy road.
I mean, if it looks good on paper,
that's right, it must be good.
You might have something. So pretty good ball teams, great clubs. I think the LA is going to do it. I think they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulders since they feel like it was robbed from them a year ago. So I'm sorry if you don't like it, but that might happen. That might happen. I'm going to go ahead and say it probably will.
All right. You heard it on Baseball Outside the Box. I had, you know, we obviously got Chicago. I love Chicago. I go for both teams, Cubs, Sox, having a great season. Sox, incredible organization right now. You know, nobody expect them to be really good, but not this good. And they really performed high right now. So, but they're not going to be my pick, unfortunately, even though I'm rooting for them. I think the White Sox could go further up, but I think they're a little young, and I think the pressure, some of the tough pitching at the end might get to them. But what I like are two organizations, and that is the Rays and the Padres. And I picked the Padres to win the World Series this year, especially under addition of what they've added with Rosenthal, the closer, the starter with Cleveland. I mean, they added a really, really great group of guys. Of course, they got to get past the Dodgers. So that'll be interesting to see. But guys, thanks, man. I got to tell you, awesome show. You guys did fantastic. Love it. Michael, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having us.
And hopefully that's okay, Michael, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's a little bit more
family.
Casual. There you go. Juan, as always, great to see that smile and, you know, great things you do. Both you guys are doing with the ABCA.
Thanks so much, Pete. You're the best.
All right, folks. Juan Clark, senior guy, and Mike Odom just joined the ABCA, but he obviously known Craig Kilas for a long time. Special thanks to both of them. Special thanks to our producer, Brian Kroc, with the Lineup Media Group. And, of course, don't forget, remember, I keep telling you this, subscribe, big red button, YouTube, Peter Caliendo. That's all you got to type in. It'll show up all the videos, 100-plus videos. Hit subscribe. That will get you an update on all the shows coming on YouTube. And remember, the audio, where does that go? It goes to baseballoutsidethebox.com. That's the audio part. We've had that podcast for 3 years, and Finally, the ABCA.org. Join as a member, and don't forget, join the virtual convention. We're going to keep talking about it on every show that we have from here on to get all the international people joining the ABCA. So thanks, everybody in the U.S. and around the world. Remember, it is a show that loves to challenge the status quo and everything we do. We think outside the box, just like the ABCA does, in producing great, great coaching conventions. God bless you all, and we'll see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.